went some ways.
All the things your parents didn't want you to know about. That they did.
How to have bad eggs at Easter.
Easter eggs can be used for far more than just wolfing them down your crack. I use them to cup my privates while I walk around the house naked.
Ooh.
But there's far more to using Easter eggs than just that. For example, I hide my money and valuables in them, because the police would never think to look inside an Easter egg. I'm not going to tell you exactly what I put inside my Easter eggs, but suffice to say, I get far more than just a chocolate high when I go into my Easter egg stash. I also use them to drink a brew out of them. I tip milk into them and put my cornflakes in them, because they make a great bowl. And even better, my Uncle Frank, who's been on a weight watching course, he lost 7 stone this year. So I congratulated him by giving him 7 Easter eggs for each stone that he lost. 2 weeks later, he was back up 9 stone. He is still pissed with me to this day. I said, if you don't want them, give them to the Salvation Army or something. But he couldn't resist the temptation. The stupid idiot. Anyway, I sort of understand Uncle Frank's predicament, because one Easter, I ate too many eggs myself. And I suddenly felt this sick rising up through me like a tidal wave. I had nowhere to spew it out but the kitchen countertop. I couldn't get to the bathroom because I was about to throw up, so what did I do? I grabbed a half-eaten Easter egg nearby and spewed out me finest, right into it. And it was just then that a customer came knocking at the door, so I forgot to bin it. 5 hours later, I was watching